Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday, and we get a little bit of rain moving in. Not terrible. That'd be like maybe an hour or two. What am I seeing here? Yeah, maybe coming in as early as 6 and sticking around as late as 8, but not terrible. And then after that, we're kind of back to our previously scheduled weather. It is going to be chilly. This is the thing, though, and I don't know. I heard my parents for years as they got older. They each would say, well, you know, your blood gets thinner as you get older. That's why people are cold. Now, my mom was a nurse. She was a med-surg nurse for like 40 years. Your blood doesn't get thinner. But all of a sudden, you know, yeah. Anyway, just sort of craziness. So that's where we are, but we'll be dealing with that. Tomorrow morning, you heard John Reed say he's going to have Howard Gutman on his show. I am not exactly sure why, but I think it's because John's a nice guy. I do. I told you, this is one of the things that separates me from John. As much as I love John, I really do, and I think the world of him. John's a nice guy, wants everybody to be happy, he's a people pleaser. I think that's why he likes politics. Right, people have said to me when I forget what I had mentioned. People say, well, you know, when you run, it's like, dude, I'm not running for office. I'm running from office. Zero interest in being elected to anything except maybe the chief burger flipper at some outdoor event. Because I'd be good at that. That I would like. But run for office? No. Now, I like serving. Let me make that clear. Not like General Kellogg. General Kellogg devoted his entire life to service. Unbelievable service. Retired as a 3-star general. Do you know what that takes? And then served as the national security advisor to the vice president, then the national security advisor to the president. And you listen to him when he was with us a couple of moments ago, man, he would go back in a second. He said there are only two answers when the president of the United States asks you to serve. Option number one is yes. Option number two is yes, sir. Those are your only two options. I believe that. So I believe in service, but I'm not interested in the elected part of it. I'm just not. So that's that. Like I said, John and I differ in that regard. I think part of it's because John grew up in it. Right. I mean, if you grow up and your dad happens to be one of the best, one of the most distinguished members of the House of Delegates, and your childhood is enmeshed with political campaigns, I think it's in your blood. So that's why I'm saying I'm happy. Well, he hasn't announced anything yet, but I'm hoping, you know. 804, Jeff, Howard is not frail. He's Meshuggah. Meshuggah is Yiddish for crazy. And that's absolutely correct. Howard, and I don't think Howard is frail. I think he's delicate. You know, like a little piece of porcelain, his feelings get hurt, and he doesn't want to be asked any tough questions. In other words, a leftist, right? The leftists want to tell you why you're stupid, why you're wrong. They want to insult you and demean you. But then, God forbid, you turn and say, hey, let me... Oh, no, no, no. How dare you ask that? So it's going to be fun tomorrow. That's all. That's all I'm going to say. I think there's going to be some interesting stuff that goes on. All right, let me pull up one or two other things here in terms of some of our sound bites that have been around, and they're already doing their best to lay the groundwork for the Kamala Harris loss. If you take a look at these numbers, I shared with you the top four issues for American voters today. Number one, the economy. Number two, inflation. Number three, immigration. Number four, crime. Now, you don't have to be a political scientist to figure out Kamala Harris doesn't have any sort of standing on any of those issues. The economy stinks. Well, I'm a change agent. Well, what would you change? Nothing. Ma'am, I don't think you fully understand the definition of the term change agent. Inflation. I've got a plan to fix inflation. I know exactly how to do it. Okay. How come you didn't do it 4 years ago? Well, on my first day in office, ma'am, your first day in office was January the 20th.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
2021. Immigration. Well, I don't know nothing about no immigration. Well, you were the immigration czar. Nuh-uh. But I went to the border last week, and I went to the border. So I've been there twice. Mm-hmm. I remember she's getting aid and comfort from folks like that Martha Raddatz from ABC. What an embarrassment she is. Martha Raddatz, who told us, well, it was only a couple of apartment complexes that got taken over by the most violent criminal gang in Venezuela. Oh, where were they, Martha? Well, they were in the United States. Well, that's a problem. See, if those gang members from Venezuela had actually taken over apartment complexes in Venezuela, that would be the problem of Venezuela. However, they are taking over apartment complexes in the United States. That makes it our problem. And Martha Raddatz says, well, it's not all of those apartment complexes like Trump said. Martha Raddatz sitting in her $2.5 million mansion in Northern Virginia. Now, you know, it's got to be like the outer belt, right? Because, well, the closer you get to the district, the more expensive it is. So $2.5 million for us is something. $2.5 million when you get up into Fairfax, that's like a fixer-upper, right? But that's what the tax bill said on that. All right, so I told you they're laying the groundwork. They're trying to grease the skids for a Kamala loss cut. Oh, I should give you this warning. It comes from MSNBC. So if you are driving, you may want to pull over to the side of the road if you... You have something. Hold on one second here. If you have something that you're drinking, some sort of a beverage, take a sip now because I don't want you to do a spit take all over your laptop or your windshield. But it is MSNBC, and I will remind you, I watch MSNBC so that you don't have to. No. It's okay. Cut number 4.
To that point about sort of the nastiness, I'm not going to play the clip, but I just, Alexi, today Trump was in Detroit and said, if Harris is elected, you want to know the truth, it'll be like Detroit. Our whole country will end up being like Detroit. If she's your president, you're going to have a mess on your hands. Not particularly subtle, but that is basically 100% of that campaign at this point.
He's flailing. I mean, like, his pitch is literally at this point, like, pick the white guy or the black girl. And he's asking people who are the most racist of this country to support him and to actually come out and vote, because that's who he knows he needs to get out to vote in order to win this election. Like, those are his swing voters at the end of the day. And that is what is so alarming about this. And, you know, I thought it was really interesting when former President Obama said basically, like, hey, men, male voters, I don't care if you think that women are weak. You need to reconsider what you think about Kamala Harris and really focus on the facts, because this is not a joke. You know, that's how I interpreted what he was saying to male voters in his speech today, because it is incredibly important, because those are not only the folks who are not only not voting, but if they do go out and vote, they are most likely, according to polls, going to vote for someone like Donald Trump because of mis and disinformation and because of sexism, as we know, with the idea that women are just not as strong as men, as leaders, and this idea that even though Donald Trump is clearly suffering cognitive decline and does not have the mental acuity to be president, he is physically fit to some people, but that is not the same as what it takes to be president. So I think that was very interesting.
Okay, you keep going with that, okay? No, seriously, you keep running with that. And I did you hear the chuckle there? The chuckle there, not just me. Now, I could barely contain my guffaws. And those were official guffaws, by the way, sanctioned and supervised by the Virginia State Guffaw Commission. But did you hear the chuckle? There was a chuckle there on the MSNBC set as she was spewing forth this absolute utter rubbish. There were people on the MSNBC set chuckling. They weren't chuckling because she was saying something that amused them. They were chuckling clearly because, well, they just thought it was bat crap crazy, like the rest of us. In other words, there might actually be a few people at MSNBC who understand just how bat-crap crazy the rest of MSNBC is. But you keep telling yourself that. You keep saying that the only reason Kamala Harris could lose is because she's a woman. I got news for you, my friend. I got news for you. It is a very, very, very bizarre, terrible, crazy situation. Really is. 5:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.